USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is denying a claim by the British government that it plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains the path forward.
Even as we're building up deterrence, even as we're building up defense for Ukraine, we're also engaged in diplomacy and dialogue. And I met, as you know, with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva just a few days ago to try to find out if there is a real path forward on diplomacy and dialogue.
Reports are coming in that the State Department could begin evacuating the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine. The shipment of Javelin anti-armor missiles, which was made in the U.S., is headed to Kiev. President Biden says they're ready to impose consequences if Russia does begin to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One Democratic senator is speaking out against the censuring of Arizona's Kristen Sinema.
Independent Bernie Sanders comments on the Arizona Democratic Party's censure of Democratic Senator Kirsten Sinema.
What the Arizona Democratic Party did was exactly right.
The Byrne praising the Arizona arm of the party for condemning Sinema's vote to keep the Senate filibuster in place, and along with Senator Joe Manchin, her decision did succeed at killing the passage of two major voting rights bills that Democrats are pushing. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A sheriff's corporal in Harris County, Texas, Charles Galloway, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in southwest Houston. The police department there is heading the investigation. Chief Troy Finner says the suspect, who is described as a Hispanic male, got out of his car and opened fire on the officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Airstrikes in the country of Yemen is leading to international outrage. This report from the BBC.
No sleep in the port of Hodeida last night. After 7 years, the war in Yemen is intensifying again. The Saudis are trying to capture Hodeida from the Houthis, who are backed by Iran. On Tuesday, airstrikes on the Yemeni capital Sana'a targeted senior Houthi commanders. But their families were at home, so children and women were amongst the casualties. Yemenis have grown used to Saudi attacks. The war, it seems, never ends. And now, a new cycle of violence has started in this proxy war between regional powers.
The airstrike targeted the Al Junaid house. Three families live there.
Drone footage reveals the extent of the damage. This was retaliation for Houthi attacks on the United Arab Emirates, the first for more than 3 years. The UAE official explained in a video call with a Washington think tank.
Several attacks, combination of cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones, targeted civilian sites in the UAE.
Saudi forces responded the next day with airstrikes on Sana'a. The exchange of fire comes after renewed fighting in which Saudi and the UAE-backed forces have seized the area around Shabwa from the Houthis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.